From Spark and Anvil and MakerForge, this is Mill in Chapter 1 of the MakerForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Mill is a small beaver, warm chestnut brown with a creamy belly, in chunky cartoon safety glasses and a little apron. He carries a small laminated tool check card everywhere, and he works through it before any project. His card has 6 steps, and he does them every single time. Tool inspected, sharp parts identified, adult supervisor present, work surface clear, safety glasses on, plan of cuts reviewed. Because Mill teaches fabrication, building things, and his rule is carved into everything he does, tool first checked, adult first told, then we build. Lots of new makers want to skip the safety and start building right away. Mill knows that's exactly how people get hurt. Safety isn't a wall that stops you, he says firmly. It's the first step of making. Every project, every tool, every time.
Mill grew up by the river, in a family of beavers who had built dams for generations and knew tools inside out. Their careful ways passed down, worker to worker, year after year. He learned why safety comes first from a family saying his grandfather repeated often, tapping his own worn tools. A dam is no good if the builder gets hurt. As a young beaver, Mill once wanted to rush, to skip the tool check and just start, to be fast and impressive. His grandfather stopped him, not with a scolding, but with a story about a hurried builder who'd lost a finger and never built again. Fast is for later, his grandfather said gently. Careful is what lets you build for a lifetime. Mill felt the truth of it settle into him, steady and calm. Safety isn't the boring part before the making, he says now. It's the thing that lets you keep making for decades. He's checked every tool, every time, ever since.
When Mill was 12, he walked to MakerForge. Spool, his mentor, asked, "What is fabrication?" Mill stood up straight. Tool first checked, adult first told, then we build. Safety isn't a wall, it's the first step. Every project, every tool, every time. Spool smiled. You are in charge of keeping everyone safe with tools. It's one of the most important jobs here.
In his workshop, Mill shows how it works with a craft knife. Before I use this, he says, reading his card, inspect blade, sharpen secure. Yes, check. A tiny check mark. Surface clear, bench tidy, check. Safety glasses on, he taps his chunky frames, check. Plan of cuts, my hand holds this side, the blade goes this way, the cutoff falls here, check. Adult present, check. Only then, now I begin. He makes one careful cut, slow and deliberate, sets the tool down, blade pointing away, wiggles his fingers, all still there, and grins. Then he teaches the steps. Inspect every tool. Edges clear, moving parts working, blades tight, cords okay. Adult supervision required for anything sharp or powered, no exceptions at your age. Safety gear on before you start and off only when you're done. Glasses, gloves, ear protection. Clear your work surface first. A messy bench causes accidents. Plan your cuts. Where are your hands? The blade. The falling piece. Slow and deliberate beats fast and impressive. Going slow is the right speed for now. Cleanup is part of the work. Tools back, sharp scraps disposed safely, surface wiped. And the big one. If something feels wrong, stop and tell the adult. A tool slips, a cut goes bad, the wood splinters, stop. Don't try to fix it yourself. Stopping is the right thing, never the shy thing. And he's warm about it. Checking the list every time isn't being too careful. The makers I know who've built for decades, they still check every tool every time. That's how they got to be makers for decades.
Isn't all that checking slow? A student asked him once. Mill nodded, calm and steady. It is, and slow is exactly right now. Tool first checked, adult first told. Then we build. Always. He ran a paw down his laminated card one more time, every box checked, and felt the thing he loved most about his craft settle through him. Not a jittery rush to hurry, but a deep, steady, ready calm. Shoulders easy, hands sure, mind clear. The grounded good feeling of knowing he was safe, and that this careful, unhurried steadiness was exactly what would let him keep building and keep his friends building for a whole long life. That safe, steady, ready feeling was to Mill the true foundation of everything worth making.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Mill. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.